Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Gimel, Nida 3a, pagination is 5. We're going to be starting on the facing page on the second line, but first a little bit of perspective. The opening statement of the Mishnah on the previous Daf was regarding a woman who now suddenly sees blood. She recognizes that she has seen blood. She doesn't know exactly when it started. The ramifications to us in our time that we're familiar with are, when did she become a Nida regarding her relationship with her husband, regarding vestos, when should she assume that her vest started? Different questions on the practical home front. In the time of the Mishnah, and the focus of how it's being presented, was regarding Truma and Kachim, where something is being handled that's not allowed to be touched by someone who's Tamei, and Nida is an example of ritual impurity, of Tumah. And our question is, when do you change the status of the person from Cheskes Taira, from assuming them to be still Tahar, to a new status, a game changer, that makes them Tameh? And we saw in the Mishnah different opinions. Shammai said, Dayan Shaitan, from the time that she finds it, that's sufficient. Hillel says, we go back to the previous check, even if it's numerous days. And the Chachamim said that there's a cutoff to the previous check, that we would go shorter, 24-hour period, and not more. The Gemara is going to invoke a number of other cases where there's a status change, and we don't know exactly when that status change occurred, and it has significant ramifications, because anything that happened in the interim, from our last knowledge for sure that everything was okay, to the current knowledge that there's a problem, that's all up for discussion. How do you deal with that? The Gemara, for example, invokes mikvah, starting on the second line of this facing page of today's daf. Maishinami mikvah. Why does mikvah work differently? And we're not going to dissect all the details of why it works differently. Just want to appreciate these comparisons. This is the background material that can be brought to the table to discuss this topic. Ditnan, we learned. Mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. A mikvah that was calculated, checked. We checked the water line. And it turns out it's below the required water line. It doesn't have memsa, doesn't have the required amount. Kol tayru shenasu al gabov. Anything based on this mikvah, limafreya, retroactively, are going to be tameos. So if you had a spoon that was tummy and you put it in this mikvah, thinking it was still a kosher mikvah, and now we find that it's too little water, this Mishnah is teaching us date back, and everything is tummy. Not going to assume the tefillah was good until the time of the last inspection that came good. Midway on the page, another example. Umay shinami chavis. What's the difference from a barrel, which also has rules? Detanan, we learned. Hayabotek es achavis. He was checking the barrel to see if the wine is still good wine, so that he can take teruma based on this wine that's in this barrel. It's still good. Lios mafresh alei teruma v'holich v'achakach nimtza chometz, and then could be days or weeks later, he finds that the wine has gone bad. It is vinegar. It is too sour to still be considered wine. So you can't take teruma for wine using vinegar. That doesn't work. So at what point do we assume the status change between wine and then it became vinegar? How many days or weeks do we have to date back for what he was doing? He was taking different bottles of wine that needed to be tithed, and he said, oh, the tithe is in that barrel that's in my garage. And now he finds it's vinegar. So the Mishnah tells us, kol gimel yomim vadai. For 3 days, you can be positive. This is the way it is. Mikan va'elach safik. Beyond that, it's a doubt. Now, there is a discussion. What did this Mishnah mean when it says all 3 days? Does it mean 3 days from the inspection, it's still wine, and after that, it's doubt? Or does it mean 3 days before it was discovered to be true vinegar, it must have already been turning? Anything before that might have been wine. We don't know exactly when it started changing. But this is another Mishnah that has to be brought to the table when we have a status change. How do we deal with the status change? If it's something that's developmental, certainly the chavis is developmental. Things don't go from vinegar, from wine to vinegar instantly. Then again, a mikvah, are we talking that it has a slow leak? In which case you take a look at it and make an estimate. Well, to be this low, it had to have been going low for days, for weeks. Or is it the result of an earthquake? And this leak just happened. Or someone needed water and they bucketed out some water. And that's why it's chaser. A lot to pay attention to. One more case, moving on to today's daf. Gimel Amud Aleph, just below midway, at the beginning of a line. The Gemara is asking, my shana, and the first word on the line is mi mavui, from the case of mavui. You'll remember the word mavui from Erevin. It's an alley which might be enclosed on three sides, might be open on two sides and only closed in on two sides, mavui mefulash, an open mavui. But the word mavui is familiar to us. And over here, we're dealing with a case where there was a sheretz that was in the mavui. And we're concerned because if a sheretz comes in contact with things that are supposed to remain tahar or things that were thought to be tahar, it would impact them. But we don't know exactly when the sheretz was there or wasn't there. When was the last time the mavi was swept? Apparently, you could see the culture was such that they were aware of these things. And if there was such a rodent, they would be removing it. It wouldn't be like sometimes in some neighborhoods, the thing just sits there because no one wants to deal with it. They would remove it because they knew it had impact on the ritual front. So the Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Hasheretz shenimtza b'mavui, if a sheretz was found, mitamei l'mafreya, it works retroactively, dating back. Ad sheyoma bodakti es ha-mavui hazeh v'lo hoya bo sheretz, until such time that there would be a person about that time who says, I checked it and there was no sheretz. Oad Sha'as HaKibud, or the general sweep that was done that would have discovered such a thing. And this also is the concept of Pekida L'Pekida, from one check to the next. When was it last checked to verify that it was clean? Now, continuing in the Gemara, just doing some quick thoughts, highlights of the Gemara to keep track of. Two lines later, Shammai says it only goes from now, in the case of Nida, because Isha Margeshes Ba'atzma, a woman would know if she's having her period. There's a sensation that occurs. And therefore, it's not as passive as what happened by the mikvah, what happened by the barrel of wine, or what happened in the mavui. For Hillel, And what about Hillel, who's doing date back? Hagoshos me reglayim he. He's worried that the woman might have attributed it to some other sensation in the body, such as the need to pass water. And it could get confused. And it's not so reliable to say that the period only started now. She might have had a sensation and not realized. And this is also a concept that we deal with today, that a woman might have a period and say, well, I never felt it coming. And we assume that there are things that mask the sensation of the period, menstrual cramps, other things that go on in the body. If she has a full-blown period at the proper time, that's her period. But other types of sightings need to be discussed. The Gemara asks, L'shamay ha'ika yeshena? According to Shammai, what about a woman who's sleeping? So she wouldn't be able to say, it happened this minute. If she slept in the interim, maybe there was a sensation and she wasn't paying attention. And the Gemara says, in Shammai's position, yeshena nami agav tzaira misara, because of the pain, the sensation of the period, she would have woken up and known about it. Just like the need to pass water wakes a person up. And this is an ongoing discussion in the Gemara to compare different cases and come up with a halachic ruling. Want to make mention that this is indeed a very complex, sophisticated topic to which we're only getting the basic groundwork right now. It is the subject of a good part of the Sefer Shev Shmaitza, written by the same author as wrote the Ketzos HaChoshen. The Ketzos HaChoshen is extremely well known. It's printed in our print of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shev Shmaitza is another phenomenal Sefer that he wrote, dissecting the concepts of Sfeikos, doubts, and how chazakos, the previous status, could impact our clarifying the halachic rule for the time period in the interim. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.